Good afternoon, everyone. Well, I guess it's around noon, a little before. It's the 9th of May. I got the right month. You know, I'm not the most patient person in the world. And God's still molding and making me. Hopefully, eventually, by the time I die, maybe I'll be a little more patient. James 1:3 says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Oh, that tells me why I'm going through all these trials. God's making me more patient. Don't ask my wife, okay? If it's working, don't ask my wife, please. Anyway, the word patience is mentioned 33 times in the Bible. 2 Peter 1:6 says, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. Titus 2:2 says that the aged men, notice it says aged men. I'm 70. Aged men, be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith and charity and patience. Uh-oh. I just failed that test. Well, not only does it say the trying your faith worketh patience, but it also says that tribulations worketh patience. Romans 5:3, not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. There, that's why I'm going through all the tribulation. Because God's working patience in me. 2 Timothy 3:10, thou hast fully known my doctrine, my manner of life, my purpose, my faith, long-sufferings, charity, and patience. Well, I can't say that. I can't say that. 2 Corinthians 6:4, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses. I can't say I approve myself, okay? Especially in the area of patience. Hebrews 6:12, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Well, we're also told that God is patient. We're also told that God is long-suffering, that He's kind. Romans 15:5 says, the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded and one toward another according to Christ Jesus. We're told to be patient. I don't fit the bill very well, but we're told to be patient. 1 Timothy 6:11. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Romans 8:25. But if we hope for that we see not, then do with patience wait for it. James 1:4. Let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Let patience have her perfect work. Luke 21:19, in your patience possess ye your souls. James 5:10, take my brethren the prophets who have spoken the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, afflictions, and of patience. Hebrews 10:36, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. So we're told we have need of patience. I know I need patience. I know that. Colossians 1:11, strengthen with all might according to His glorious power, and all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Well, I must say that I fall far short of fitting that bill. 2 Corinthians 12:12, truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience and signs and wonders and mighty deeds. First 1 Thessalonians 1:3, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. Romans 15:4, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the spirits might have hope. James 5:7, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. James 5:11, we count them happy which endure. We have heard of the patience of Job. Revelation 2:19, I know thy works and charity and service and faith and thy patience and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Well, this is a great exhortation for Larry Phillips this morning to have more patience, you know. Revelation 2:2, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience. Well, I can't say people know that about me, but anyway, that's what's on my mind this morning. May God grant unto us more patience. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.